Justices will decide. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Supreme Court says it will consider the appeal of the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to disqualify former President Trump from the GOP primary ballot. Campaigning in Iowa, Trump mocked those who said the court would not dare rule in his favor.
What he put on three judges, he owns the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court is quickly fast-tracking the case, setting oral arguments for February 8th. President Biden made his first campaign speech of the year, calling Trump an election denier and warned Americans democracy is at stake.
Trump exhausted every legal avenue available to him to overturn the election, every one. But the legal path just took Trump back to the truth, that I'd won the election and he was a loser.
Before blasting the Northeast with snow this weekend, a developing nor'easter is bringing soaking rain and severe weather to the south. This is a second system is lurking on its heels for early next week.
After dropping a foot and a half of snow on parts of the West Coast and Southwest, a winter storm is tracking toward the Northeast this weekend, dumping rain, ice, and snow as it goes. Heavy snow is forecast for parts of Pennsylvania through New England. They're ready for it. Boston officials say they have 49,000 tons of salt to coat the roads if they need it. As always, experts warn that if it does get slick, stay off the roads. Caroline Shively, Fox News.
And a court unseals more than 130 additional files Friday connected to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. The latest round of documents included excerpts of testimony from people who worked for Epstein, but no apparent blockbuster revelation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Chicago, like several other democratically run cities, is dealing with a huge influx of immigrants bused there from Texas.
On Friday, four buses were supposed to arrive in Chicago, only one with a drop-off permit. The city's landing zone, always busy with asylum seekers coming and going. Chicago's received $19 million, the state of Illinois, $42 million, to help with the migrant crisis. But Mayor Brandon Johnson says more is needed. The White House hoping Congress will pass a supplemental funding bill to help support places like Chicago in their quest to offer refuge to asylum seekers, most of them coming in from Texas. Chicago's welcomed nearly 30,000 migrants just since last year, many showing up unprepared.
Elizabeth Matthews with Fox 32 Chicago. The leader of the Lebanese militia Hezbollah says his group must retaliate after a presumed Israeli strike killed a senior Hamas leader in Beirut. However, he failed to say how or when. Florida gets the okay to import prescription drugs from Canada.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had often lamented the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's holding off on allowing the state to import certain prescription medications from Canada, but now the FDA is approving the plan. Florida, famous for its population of retiree senior citizens, would look to buy common medicine used in treating a wide range of conditions, from diabetes to mental illness to HIV, at a cost savings of more than $100 million. Lobbyists for the U.S. pharmaceutical industry have often worked to stop importation efforts, and they're expected to sue to stop Florida from doing so. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And singer Michael Bolton's getting back on his feet after surgery for a brain tumor just before the holidays. The 70-year-old revealed his diagnosis Friday in a heartfelt note to fans on Facebook. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.